And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one. That'd be Alabama. And I'm talking about this show goes like way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, I don't even know where to begin. I mean, I'm not going to jump to the dipper first because I got to cover a few things here. First of all, text from Zach from Muscle Shoals regarding my monologue. He says, the Zacker says, medical pot, medical schmott. Stay with the ancient proven medicine of white lightning. So the moonshiners are calling for the banning of medical marijuana because they think they've already got it going on. Watch out, brother. They will build an entire wing of government to regulate you. All right, the next thing I got to cover is during the break, we were just talking here a minute. So, Boomer, little guy goes back to school next week?
Yes.
Next week?
I think there's some other schools going back like this coming. I mean, maybe this week.
What happened to summer?
It just flew by, and I remember being a little longer.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I'm not talking about this summer. I'm talking about in general. I mean, there's not even a school's out season practically, and all of a sudden, slam them back into school again.
Yeah, just throwing them back in.
All right, so I'm calling myself old by saying this, but I used to have a whole 3 months. I mean, it was 3 months of summer.
Wow.
You got out like not long after Memorial Day. You went back after Labor Day. Just saying.
See, that should, I like that.
I made the comment to you during the break that, yeah, we didn't get all these days off. The only vacation we got during the school year was nothing but a tornado drill in the middle of the hallway. You just had to sit in the hallway with your head between your knees and wait for 10 minutes. Back to class.
That made me laugh when you said that. That was a good one.
We walked to school both ways uphill in the snow ways. All year round.
All year. Just, in Alabama, in the snow. That's amazing.
I don't want to brag or anything, but there it is. But no, I mean, I look at it now and think, but even though I know it was harder because it just was.
Of course.
We still got a full 3 months of summer.
I don't know what they're doing. I mean, I in the back of my head, I guess I think it's they're trying to mold it towards the all year thing. I mean, partly for me as a parent of young children, I am excited about getting more in a routine.
Yeah.
But that's any parent after summer, I'm sure.
That's you being glad for you.
Yes,
that's
what that is. That's me being glad for myself and my wife.
That's you and the lovely McQueen going, oh, praise God.
So that's the only thing for us. But I mean, man, I can't believe it's already upon us.
I know. Well, okay. Here's the next thing I got for you.
All right.
I didn't tell Boomer this
question
was coming.
Oh, man, he's shaking the paper. I'm ready for this.
This is... I pulled this article, Boomer, because this whole first dipper is really about the fact that there are things that are going pretty well in Alabama. Alabama's economy is doing better than a lot of states. Alabama's finances are better than a lot of states. I have gripes. I have complaints. Of course I do. But nonetheless, generally speaking, we're doing better. I can't help but also notice, too, that Auburn's recruiting schedule has gone pretty darn good. And I have this article here that I pulled this dated.
Of course.
Boomer, it's dated yesterday.
Yesterday, all right.
Yeah. There's this guy. His name's Perry Thompson. I don't just stay with me here.
All right, I'm here.
He was actually gonna go to Alabama play football. I mean he's a five-star recruit, right? But he flipped to Auburn. And so right now Auburn's in-state recruiting class is kicking it over Alabama for the first time in maybe like ever. I'm just saying. So I just want your unvarnished opinions, your thoughts, your beliefs. Me as an Auburn fan sitting over here trying not to pretend that I'm excited about this. How do you feel about it, Bama fan guy?
Well, okay, so I look at it a couple different ways. I say I applaud Auburn for convincing him to come over to that side.
Thank you.
And but on the other hand, okay, what made him go over? I'm sure it's in the article.
No.
I'm just asking. Okay. I'm just playing the other side. What made him want to go over to Auburn versus Alabama? Were there too many other recruits? Were there other
program?
Ones that he said,
I don't know.
Is he not going to get to play? I mean, honestly, nowadays, there's a lot of things that will go into it. Like we talked about on Friday. Is there more NIL money over at Auburn this year? Are they going to offer him more? Or I don't know. I mean,
they don't offer NIL money.
I'm just saying, are they going to allow him to go after more NIL money?
Can anybody stop them going from that?
No.
Okay.
So I'm just throwing that out there.
So I'm just saying, I don't know. I just look at it and go, dang, man. It's just like a big day. I've just not had a headline like this in so long.
I know
long.
You were so excited to bring that upon us.
I mean, where's the spot? Oh, here it is. Here it is. 9 of the top 25 rated rising seniors in Alabama are committed to Hugh Freeze and company over at Auburn, whereas only 4 for Saban and his assistants. Being serious for a minute. I of course I'm an Auburn fan, and I've lived through the lean years. And I remember some good years, but I've lived some lean years, and it's been lean lately. but that being said, I look at this and think, not only that is that a good thing. I think a part of this is not just Hugh Freeze, who is probably doing a pretty decent job, has had a good recruiting history, but I think this is Carnell Williams. I think Carnell Williams is a recruiting animal.
That was the best thing they did, was keep Carnell Williams in.
Yeah,
I mean, because of the way that he treated the team through that through that transition period. And the way that the team rallied behind him.
And yes, exactly that.
And that right there, when you have another recruit coming in and you see that, and then him going to them and say, hey, this is what you can do in this program because I've seen it, I've lived it, I've been here, and I'm still here.
Yeah.
And he does that. I mean, that's a powerful recruiting tool right there. I give that to him. I mean, I'm a Cadillac Williams fan, so I do like him.
Love broke out.
Love
broke out down on the plains. Love broke out, and next thing you know, recruiting class went up. Just saying. All right, I just had to have me a moment there, brother.
The Iron Bowl is in Auburn this year.
Dang, that's right. It is.
It is.
I was not even thinking of that.
So,
well, okay, we'll see. I hope that I don't live to regret this day that I brought that article to us. All right, enough of that. That's like a mini dipper. Is that a mini dipper? I don't know if that's a mini dipper.
That was just a mini. Okay. We'll just call it a football dipper.
We're going to call that a moment of personal privilege, is what that was. Mr. President, I would like a moment of personal privilege. And here I go. All right, let me jump in now. Let's go to the dipper. You ready? All right, so first dipper, I'm calling it What's Good for Us. So understand this. There are some things that are happening in Alabama that are really outstanding. And it depends on where you live. I recognize that some parts of the state have an economy that's stronger than others. The Huntsville, Decatur, Shoals area is booming. I can tell you right now that living in Northeast Alabama, that we wish we had the housing market of Huntsville. But at the same time, I would rather live in Northeast Alabama than I'd rather live in other parts of Alabama. And I would certainly rather live here than I would in other parts of other states. So this is... Just understand this. First thing I'm saying when I say what's good for us, sometimes what's good for us is what we already know. We know what we want. We know what we're working for. We know why we stand up and speak out. But then again, sometimes, too, government tries to tell you, here's what's good for you. You need this. We're going to do it this way. And that's where we have to catch ourselves and go, wait a minute. What's the truth here? Why do I want to build a road over there? Who's making bank on the fact that you're building a road over there as opposed to a road over there? And by the way, you would be amazed, folks. I'm just telling you, the politics of asphalt. There is more politics in asphalt laying than there is probably just about anywhere else in the world. And by the way, if you've ever seen at a local election, the mayor is running for re-election, you watch. All of a sudden, you'll see new asphalt going down on roads left and right. He saved them all for election year so he could pave those roads and make you smile as he walks to the voting booth. But here's a good story. I got this one off of 256today.com. 256today.com. North Alabama's strong economy, job growth, and quality of life, drenched in an abundant natural beauty, continues to fuel population growth in the region. And as a result, the region's housing market remains solid. Okay, so, yeah, bottom line is housing and real estate, especially if it's new construction. But housing starts and real estate market are clear indicators of an economy. Right now in Huntsville, Madison County, and like I said, Limestone and parts of Morgan County, just kicking it. A big part of that is not just industrial growth, but a large, government sector growth with the FBI coming in and all of that. But Jeremy Walker, and I know Jeremy's a good dude, Jeremy Walker is the CEO of the Alabama Association of Realtors. He said, North Alabama is a national leader in economic growth, job creation, and opportunities for home buyers and investors. And the region's real estate market is strong. There are nearly 3,000 homes available for sale. This story came out, by the way, 2 days ago. There are nearly 3,000 homes available for sale in 10 North Alabama counties, including Etowah. So Limestone, DeKalb, Etowah, Cherokee, Madison, Jackson, Marshall, Morgan, Lawrence counties. Those counties right there, the northern part of the state, have got 3,000 homes for sale right now, and they are the strongest market in the state. We've got any number of things going on here with, you know, trying to make sure housing stays affordable. In other words, it's not just that you got a high influx of upper-priced homes. You've got medium-priced houses also, which means the market is stable and has a broader base. It also makes it good for lending that way. All said and done, I'm telling you that for a reason. We're growing. When you're growing, you have the ability to make choices. And when you can make choices, you have the ability to decide what's good for us. You know, sometimes when things are stagnant, you have to take what you can get. But when things are not stagnant and you have more choices, then you truly, I mean, and by the way, wisdom should apply at all times, right? Especially with tax dollars. But there are times when you look at things and go, I hate to say it, man, but we don't have much room to, you know, beggars can't be choosers. Let's go ahead. If they're gonna build a two-lane instead of a four-lane, let's just take what we can get. But other times, though, when you're kicking, you have the ability to say, now is the time for us to really rise up and say, that's not good. We want this. When government tells you what's good for you, you have the right to tell government, look, private sector, we're kicking it right now. We're doing everything we can. We're helping make you successful, government. So how about we do it a different way? Here's one. There is a project that has been on the books since the 1960s. That clearly indicates it's probably not going to happen anytime soon. But the Appalachian Development Highway System was a plan put out in the mid-60s, and it included a northern belt line around Birmingham. It is now estimated that that project's still out there, but that project is a $5 billion, 52-mile highway project that would bypass around the northern side of Birmingham, the Magic City. All right, story on 1819 News. Do we want that? Right now, you have a half bypass around Birmingham, and it is full. I mean, I drive it constantly, and if you've driven down 459 any given day, you can just be, you know, covered up in traffic. But that being said, do we need a northern bypass? Any of you who've done the loop around Atlanta, by the way, if you don't know where you're going, just stay on it. You'll come back around at some point. But do we need that? $5 billion highway project. Well, the project remains on the books. Congressman Palmer, just in 2021, he got $369 million in federal funding set aside for it. But do we need it? Well, there's a survey that was done recently. Apparently 74% of the people in the Birmingham area that were polled said they'd love to have it. But a very small percentage, only 54%, believe that the Department of Transportation could even get it done, and literally didn't think it would even be completed by the year 2050. If that's the case, it would be a nearly 100-year-old project that had been on the books just waiting for the day. Do we need it? Is that what's good for us? I mean, is there a better way to enhance the current existing road systems? You know, increase capabilities of current 459 and 65 and I-20 through the Birmingham area? Well, how about this? What about the fact that we've got an ongoing argument right now from Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth, who will be here in a few minutes on the show, with whether or not we need a billion-dollar road project in West Alabama versus six-laning the Interstate 65 route through Alabama right now? We'll take a break right now. We'll come back from the break, and we'll jump on that topic. What's good for us? Well, the economy is doing pretty well in Alabama, no thanks to the federal government, but we're doing it. And that being said, maybe we need to have a say in some of this. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Over the top of the way, look at the clock. Oh, crap. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Man, the text line's blowing up. I got to get over there and catch some text messages here in just a few minutes. So y'all give me a second. I'll get back to it. Let me jump in there, though, on the on this dipper I'm on. What's good for us? So, well, first of all, what's good for us is the fact that Alabama's got some great things going on. I mean, the military community here is amazing. Redstone Arsenal and Madison County and Huntsville and the Shoals and Decatur are leading the charge in terms of economic development. The Port of Mobile was just increased in its capacity. And actually, I'll tell you what, the goat rope that we call California government messing up the ports out there so much during the supply chain mishaps increased the capacity and capabilities of the Port of Mobile. So that's a big deal for us, a warm water port. And then tourism is really picking up. And that's always huge. And all said and done, folks, there's some neat things happening in this, my most favorite of states. And I, by the way, I'm a native Alabamian, a native son here, you know, layers of my family, all from here. At the same time, I've had a chance to see the world and see and live in a bunch of other states because of military service myself or my father. And all that to say, there's no other place I'd rather be. Now, that being said, when things are going good, you'd like to know that when they're going good, you got more options. Sometimes, though, options bring arguments because they want to tell you what's good for you, and you might want to say, well, we see it differently. So here's one for you. There's a ongoing tiff right now. In fact, which of these two articles do I want first? I'll take this one, AL.com. AL.com has a piece, the mayor of Thomasville, which is over in West Alabama, the mayor of Thomasville is reacting to the fact that Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth has said that he does not see the benefit of doing a four-laning of Highway 43 on the western edge of the state as opposed to six-laning, the current existing I-65 that brings so much traffic through the middle of our state. That Ainsworth believes that a better spend, so to speak, would be a long-term investment in the increased capacity of I-65. Your thoughts on that are welcome. But I'll tell you this, it's created quite the stir. Because right now, Governor Ivey, who said back in May that Ainsworth was just seeking easy headlines, that's her argument, she has her Rebuild Alabama plan, and she's going to improve pieces of I-65, but she wants that four-lane on the west side of the state. Ainsworth, on the other hand, lieutenant governor right now, doesn't have the final say on it, but many believe that he's going to be one of the major candidates to run for governor when Ivy ages out, or excuse me, I guess ages out, terms out is the better put, that Ainsworth is saying, no, priorities would be I-65. Well, now the mayor, Thomas, was like, hang on. Because, see, here's the deal. I represented, I represented Cherokee County when as part of my district when I was in the Senate. One of the only counties in the state not to have four-lane access to an interstate. I understand why small communities are like, don't forget us. If you want to expand the capabilities of the whole state, then you got to open up access to other parts of it. That's one of their arguments. At the same time, though, we already know that the traffic on I-65 is amazing. I was on it some yesterday, and I could not believe the amount of traffic just between Cullman and Decatur. But y'all, this is going to be an ongoing thing. And the mayor from Thomasville, he's invited the governor, lieutenant governor, I'm sorry, to come have breakfast, have some Kaneka sausage and homemade biscuits. In the meantime, Ainsworth is saying not only do we need to focus on I-65, but he's asking for a change in ALDOT, the Department of Transportation's leadership. Just saying. We'll talk to him here in a minute. He'll be calling in right after the break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.